Hello, and welcome to another episode of On Air the Johnsonian. My name is Lynn.
And my name is Scooter. Good morning. I know you missed me so very much. Wow.
Missed both of us because we didn't have an upload last week because it was Thanksgiving week.
Yay.
And I'm sure you were absolutely devastated to not have one so you could, like, block out the sounds of your cousins asking if you have games on your phones, your aunts asking about, like, Christmas arrangements, etc., etc. So this is actually our last recording,
Wow. Our
last episode of the semester.
The semester, but guess what? Neither of us are graduating yet, so you're stuck with us for another semester. Wow! I'm sure you're shocked and devastated. And also, yes, I did say graduated on purpose. Don't send us emails.
Yeah, so since this is our last episode before exams happen, and then holiday times happen, we figured we should take this as a chance to do a big old advice segment about, like, the holidays. And, like, everyone knows that, like, the worst part of the holiday season is you meet up with all your family and they ask you really, like, insensitive, like, personal questions unprompted.
You can't see me, but I'm making faces.
I think we all understand that experience. And see, the questions vary based on, like, where you're at, but they're always, like, ridiculously invasive no matter what, especially when you're, like, college aged. So we're gonna go through some classic family questions that you might get during your holiday celebrations.
Ooh, boy.
We will either give you the one proper response, or we will give you a, like, charcuterie board of responses that you may choose from. Yeah. So we're gonna jump right into it. First question, it's one of the classics. When are you gonna get a significant other? Have you gotten one?
Never.
The answer is no, and I never will, and no. You will die alone just like me.
I am going to be, like, eternally alone just because you asked me that.
Mm-hmm. Despite you.
Or, you know what, maybe I'll run away with a vampire or something, then I will have a significant other, but you will never see me again.
Do you guys want to know some interesting Lynn lore? So when I was in middle school, already a bad start, I know. I would get questions from, like, always on my mom's side. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, do you have a boyfriend yet? Oh, and I'd be like,
nope.
No, stop asking. I'm 12. I remember being at, like, the lunch table in school and, like, talking about how annoying that is. And then I was like, I should just say that I have so many boyfriends and they're all from the books I like to read. This reveals a lot to you about the way I was when I was 12. This is the deep lore. So that's one option of what you could say.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got, no, I will die alone and so will you. You've got, I have so many, I'm in a polycule, actually. And it's going great, thanks. With all of my book boyfriends.
I'm running away with a vampire. You will never see me again.
Yeah.
That is probably the option that I will choose this Christmas. I would love to run away with a vampire anyway.
Yeah, holding out on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saving myself for vampirism.
Yes, obviously, duh.
So, like, if you actually have a significant other, you could just say that.
Yeah.
But when you say yes to that, that does mean you get asked, what are they like?
Yeah.
And you have to follow that
up. Or you have to show
up.
pictures or something.
Yeah, and be like...
I mean, I've never experienced this, but, like...
I can only imagine.
It's probably not comfy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I think it's probably safest to save yourself and your significant other the pain of meeting your family or, like, being in their consciousness by just lying and saying, like, no. And I don't know. Do you have a boyfriend yet?
Yeah.
Aunt Matilda?
I understand that Uncle Eric is right over there, but...
Yeah, yeah. So, significant others, usually top of my list. I brought a friend over for Christmas, and I inevitably got a lot of, are you dating questions? And it was like, I hated it the whole time,
yeah.
So I took a nap.
That's a solution. Just go to sleep.
Yeah.
What can they do?
I did feel really bad because I left my friend to be awake next to me while I was sleeping.
Please. Oh, God.
But, you know, that's another option. If you get asked if you have a significant other, pass
just
out
go
right
to
there.
Sleep. Just
right there.
Go to sleep on the spot.
Another question you might get is, have you gained weight? Or alternatively, have you lost weight? Both of these questions suck for various reasons, all of them being, like, just judgy. Going along with that is, like, why are you eating so much? And then why aren't you eating enough?
I'm making more faces, just so this is clear, because this is very much an audio medium. But I'm making faces, and they're entertaining.
Yeah. I see. Thank you. So sometimes, like, I'm not, like, I'm very, like, average-sized, I would say. My doctor says that I'm average-sized, so I'll,
My mommy
says I'm normal-sized. yeah, I'm very squishy, but, like, I don't think, I'm not, like, plus-sized, but I'm not, like, super skinny or anything. But I do get the, like, why aren't you eating enough sometimes, and it's not, like, it's because I have very Southern grandparents, and they want me to eat more food. So there's the off chance that you are being asked, or, like, do you want more food, stuff like that. It could be because a lot of us are Southern born raised.
Yeah.
And sometimes that question is not ill-intentioned. Sometimes it's just, no, Grandma, I ate enough ham. I'm good.
Boundaries
are, yeah,
healthy.
I do think that, like, some people just put up with their family, like, making comments about their weight when they don't have to. Like, there are, like, plenty of college students who are, like, relatively living on their own, like, without necessarily having, like, financial support from family. And I feel like there's a certain point where you could probably just be like, hey, don't say that anymore. Mm. And if that's something you, like, I don't know, a lot of times we just put up with stuff because it's family, and maybe you should start not doing that. If it like wouldn't like result in disaster.
I wish I could say that I follow my own example, but a potential answer is just no, and then we move on.
Yeah, like have you gained weight?
Nope.
I don't know. No. Yeah, you can very much brush it off, and if they keep going,
walk away.
Just, yeah, I don't know. You can just walk away. It is very unpleasant, though. So.
I know that it is also very nuanced, and I know that this is not applicable to everything.
Yeah,
I'm trying not to be super jokey with this one, because this one really sucks.
Yeah, no, a lot of people do just, like, grow up with really terrible,
all of the variations of this one all of the time. And sometimes I don't do this, because, again, don't follow my own example. But, no. It's a magic word.
Yeah. If you are in a position where you can just be like, hey, don't say stuff like that anymore, maybe tell people that. And if they don't respect that, then you can...
Get out of my house.
Yeah. I'm hosting. Get out. No.
Goodbye.
Food. Goodbye. Your car is right in the lawn.
I won't bring whatever food I brought next time.
Sorry, your gift is rescinded.
Yeah.
You're on the naughty list, and Santa is saying no more.
You got uninvited to the Christmas party. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of those ones that, like, you know, it'd be fun if we could, like, joke around about that. But actually, it kind of sucks a lot when people ask you that kind of question.
That one hits a little close.
Yeah. So take care of yourself.
Yes, be safe.
Remove yourself from the situation if you have to. Say, hey, stop if you can. And if you can't do anything but just kind of, like, sit there and laugh along while people, like, poke fun at your body, I hope so much that you are out of that situation at some point in the close future. Because I know that is quite unfortunate. On a lighter note, you got any jobs lined up?
Nope.
This is one for us fellow seniors. Yeah, that, and along with, like, when are you graduating? And it's like, I don't know, check the school calendar. You can Google.
Wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah. What are you thinking of doing with your degree once you're done?
I don't know.
I don't know. Like,
thank you for asking. I don't know.
Yeah, so the options are, I don't know. If the question is, like, got any jobs lined up, the answer is no. If the answer is yes, actually, then, like, brag about it. Or you could lie. Be like, actually, Disney has hired me to be their CEO.
You should just tell them that you can't tell them because it's super secret.
Be like, I am the next president of the United States.
Yeah, I am working for something super secret, but I can't tell you anymore. I have to go.
Yeah.
And then disappear into the night.
Yeah, with your vampire.
With your vampire boyfriend, yeah.
Yeah.
We've come full circle.
Wow, that's what they call a callback in the business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at me getting my foot in the door.
There's also the classic, how's school? This one might be something for your you freshmen out there.
Haha.
I mean, like, everyone gets asked this at, like, all levels of their college experience, but especially freshmen. It's like, everyone's like...
They're like actually interested at that point.
Yeah, and the answer is like, I don't know, like... terrible, actually. you can be real with that one. It does get very annoying after like the fourth person in a row to have asked. So you can just be like, I don't know, ask the other three people that I just told.
If you're like me and you don't really want to elaborate too much, you just say, it's going.
That's one. Isn't it a joke that that's like how you, if you ask a white person, how are things going? And they say it's going, then you know things are terrible. I saw that was a tweet or something.
I mean, that's pretty applicable to me as a person.
Every time I say it's going in response to how's it going, I think about that tweet and I'm like, yep.
I say that all the time.
Yeah.
It's going. With that inflection, so everyone knows that it is not going.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you've got it's going, terrible, good. If you have any, like, standout experiences, you can talk about those. And by standout, I don't mean the ones that your family would frown upon. Mm-hmm. More like, I had an amazing time in my ACAT class, and I made so many friends, and we had a cool hangout at the Waffle House or something.
The ones that they would smile upon.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if Waffle House would be the one they smile upon, but my mom is very concerned when I say, yeah, no, me and my friends go to Waffle House
at
like 4 a.m. sometimes. You'd be a
fool not to smile upon Waffle House.
Waffle House is consecrated ground.
It really is.
Yeah. There's a lot of ways you can go with that. You can be honest. You can lie. You could keep it brief.
I would always recommend keeping it brief.
Always keep it brief, for sure. Another thing you might get asked is, how's the food? And the food might not be good. Now, as a Southerner born and bred, I know I don't sound like it.
But I do.
Yeah, I do.
Lynn's got a pretty solid neutral American thing happening.
Thank you.
That's dialect talk. Yeah. Sorry. Welcome to Dialect Corner with me.
I worked at Kohl's over the summer, and I was on the registers, and this lady came up to me and was like, you're not from around here, are you? And I was like, I've lived in South Carolina my entire life.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. My dad is from Georgia and my mom is from Abbeville. That's the middle of nowhere, South Carolina.
Is that where that is? I don't know what Abbeville is.
Well, it's a joke that if you grew up in Abbeville, you know they don't say Abbeville, they say Abbeville.
Ah.
Because they're Southerners.
It's like the Appalachian Mountains.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, since I am from a Southern raising, all of the food at my holidays are like... so good.
Yes,
like
absolutely.
So much delicious. Like this Thanksgiving, we didn't have mac and cheese, and I almost cried.
We didn't have mac and cheese either.
I don't know what it is.
Heck, people are. what the heck?
It's the supply line shortages. They didn't. Oh, yeah. Couldn't get any mac and cheese.
Couldn't get any mac and cheese. Deviled eggs are my favorite Thanksgiving food. They are also, by extension, my favorite Christmas food because we always have deviled eggs for both. I love deviled eggs.
It's really good. We also usually have deviled eggs, and they're delicious. And I love them so much.
Deviled eggs with or without relish?
Without.
Hmm. I like both.
I'm not big on it, personally. I have had them with bacon bits, though. Not bacon bits, like the stuff that you buy in like a thing that you like crack, like the fake stuff. Like actual, like you've made bacon and put bacon bits on them. It's actually pretty, like it's not much.
Weird.
It's pretty good. We don't do it normally, though.
We had potatoes this year.
This has just gone into, like, food that we think is really good and not talking about bad food.
Scalloped potatoes are really, really solid. But say that the food is not so good. Say that you're from the North and that your food is not super good because you regularly eat, like, I don't know, lox on bagels or something. I don't know. Is that what Northern people do?
I don't know what Northerners eat.
Salmon.
Clam chowder.
Yes.
Clam chowder is actually pretty good.
I am vegetarian.
Say you're eating food that isn't very good.
Say you're eating food that's not great.
And someone asks you, how's the food? And listen, it's the food they brought.
Yeah.
That's
rough.
And you're in the middle of, like, choking down. You know what? Okay, this is a Southern food that no one in my family, except I think my dad, likes collard greens.
I'm not big on collard greens either. I want to like collard greens a lot.
I can't. Imagine you're eating the world's worst collard greens. And you're like...
I will say that collard greens, when they are wrong, they are very wrong.
They're one of... Let's say you're eating chitlins.
Oh, no. Not chitlins.
Yeah. You're eating mashed chitlins and collard greens casserole.
Oh, no.
And the person who brought in this disgusting meal is asking you, how's the food? Mm-hmm. And you want to be sensitive because this is family. Mm-hmm. It might be the same family that asks you really insensitive questions, but they're also you have to
in
deal
that
with
case, no mercy. Sorry.
In that case, this is the
drag them for filth.
This is the bad end, and you get to, you get to lay into them. yeah, no, let's
just, don't do that one.
Don't do that. That's,
that will cause so many problems.
That is the certified bad end, route choice. We're going for like the true end or the good end, ideally. Mm-hmm. So you might want to just be like, what are some food lies? What are some food lies you might tell?
Just state some simple facts about the food. If it's sweet, say it's sweet.
Yeah.
Like, or if it's sweet potatoes.
You could just be like, it's good.
Yeah.
Keep it short. Keep it brief.
Yeah. That's pretty much the extent of my food complimenting anyway, just because I don't want to act like I know what I'm talking about, because I don't.
And then do the tactical put a napkin over that section of your plate. Like, use it. Obviously, use it. But then once it's used, put it over that section of the plate, and then do the very tactical flip the plate over when you put it in the trash can. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Or say that you are full.
Yeah, be like, oh, I couldn't, this is already my second serving, you know?
That definitely doesn't fly in Southern households sometimes. It definitely doesn't fly in mine super well, but it's
worth
a
shot. Oh, no,
for
sure. No, my papa will always be like, why are you not eating more? You're gonna die.
Sir, this is my third plate. Please stop.
Yeah, I will be incapable of movement at this rate.
This is going to be a controversial statement. Ham is better than turkey.
Ham is so much better than turkey.
I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat either of these things, but ham is better than turkey.
Okay, like, we are all in agreement. Turkey is inedible without gravy because it's too dry otherwise.
Yeah.
Like, the way I eat turkey at Thanksgiving is I get a roll and I put brown rice on it, and then
rice.
Yeah, we have brown rice at my Thanksgiving. And also Christmas, usually.
Weird.
You get your roll, you open it up, you put in your brown rice, you put on your turkey, and you add a little bit of gravy, or you dip it in the gravy as you're eating, and then you have, like, a little sandwich. Because then you get a lot of the moisture from a nice hot roll and the rice and then the gravy to make sure you're not eating the driest piece of meat you've ever had in your life. And I say this as some, I love my granny so much. She is a great cook. Turkey is just not something that retains moisture.
It's really not.
It's, like, it's terrible. Like, me and my younger brother have asked before, like, can we just have ham at Thanksgiving and then ham
especially
at Christmas?
If it's a honey-baked ham?
Yeah.
I don't miss much in the ways of meat, but honey-baked ham, really tasty.
Yeah. So given that most of this was just us talking about food we liked, I guess the solution is don't have terrible food at your holidays.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you have terrible food at your thing.
Yeah.
Can't
relate. You know how you can prepare, like, be proactively avoid that, is bring something to the meal that you know that you like.
Yeah.
Like, bring something good. If you are consistently underwhelmed by the quality of the food at your holiday gathering, bring your own stuff.
My mom does all of the cooking, lest we all die. She'll have an aneurysm if somebody else does something, except for the pound cake, because my grandmother does the pound cake, because my grandfather did the pound cake, and whoo, sexy food.
Sexy food.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. Another question you might get asked if you are, like, older, or, like, maybe for some of our non-traditional students who are, like, above the average college age range is, when are you getting married? This is the logical extension of the, do you have a significant other yet?
I'm getting married to my vampire boyfriend and I'm never seeing you again. Goodbye.
Yeah. You could say never.
Never.
You could say, we're already married, and you pull up your ring that you wore just to
throw them off your trail.
Just to throw them off your trail.
That one might start a couple of disputes about wedding invitations, though, so use that one with caution.
That's one if you're, like, okay with going ahead and throwing the whole thing into chaos.
Yeah.
That's
if you choose violence.
That's the certified, like, bad end route, but you do it with intention, so, yeah. And then another one similar is, when are you going to have kids? If you're already married, or if you're in, like, a long-term committed relationship, or you're, like, older and you've got some people on the brink of death maybe at your family gathering.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, I'm going to die before I have any grandchildren. And then you have to be like,
would you like for me to bring my cat next time?
Yeah. Get baby goats. And those are your kids.
Those are your kids.
Those are your kids.
Dress them up in little sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them in a stroller, fool everyone, and then boom, you got kids. I have kids.
Yeah, be like, I got kids, I'm bringing kids.
And then you show up with 12 baby goats.
And that's how you also circumvent the, like, children before marriage if you're not married yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you'll be like, I have a bunch of kids. And they'll be like, you don't even have a significant other. And you'll bring in your several baby goats. And that'd be a really fun way to get out of that. Anyways, this is just a couple of the things you might encounter.
Just a couple questions.
In the hall of days.
And obviously very professional ways of dealing with them. Mm-hmm. Actually, we did answer them semi-legitimately.
So we gave the funny answer and then we gave the legit answer for most of them.
Look at us. Wow.
Yeah.
Progress.
My pro gamer tip for all of these questions is just sidestep or straight up be like, don't ask me that kind of thing.
Just don't tire yourself out. It's not worth it.
Yeah. If you need to take a break, do so.
Have I told you that I'm Italian?
Italian?
Italian. If you're like me and you're Italian or some other group of people in which families are very big and very, very loud, and you're an introvert like me, it is okay to take breaks. I don't know if your people are like my people and they like get a little offended when you take a break, but like, it's okay to take a break. Being around a lot of people a lot of the time for like multiple days in a row is exhausting, and it is okay to just take a step back. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah, for realsies, you might encounter some questions during the holidays that are not super fun. To follow up this very uncomfortable segment, we have cat pictures.
Yes.
It's more Gibbs and Moose. If you're not up on the podcast lore, that's on you.
The super deep lore.
These are both the cats of Catherine Light, friend of the show.
Lives on our floor. She's
friend of the show.
Yes, friend of the show, Catherine Light.
Catherine Light. We've got a picture of Gibbs being twisty. His socks are pictured.
Oh my god. He's so twisty. His feet are just...
Feet are touching front and back. This is a very twisty lad.
He's very twisty.
And then we have a second twisty Gibbs. This is profoundly twisty.
Oh my gosh. That's like actively twisty. That man is doing the twist. Good goof.
You guys are the twist, that dance that everyone is into nowadays.
Yeah. He seems to be like actively twisting as this picture was taken. Mm-hmm. Like flopping around the floor.
This is a man who is... So my dog would always like get on his back and then like rub his back on the floor. This looks like a version of that taken to the extreme.
This is what we in my household call freak mode, which is when the cats, their eyes get real big and they start running around like crazy. Mm-hmm. And then they throw themselves around on the floor. That's what this looks like.
And right here, we also have another picture where here's the caption from Catherine. The other night, my parents had to get the ladder out to change some light bulbs. Here is Moose chilling on the floor while Gibbs begins his ascent up the ladder. Gibbs did end up climbing the ladder all the way to the top. So we've got Moose chilling on the floor, being regal as usual.
Of course.
And then Gibbs
with the peanut butter on her face.
Mm-hmm. With a little foot on the first step of the ladder. And I love imagining him triumphant at the top of this ladder.
What a brave man.
Mm-hmm.
He's really taking this to heights that we could never hope to achieve.
Mm-hmm. So thank you again for the wonderful cat pictures.
Yes, we love them.
This is going to be the last mass count of the year.
Oh, guys, I'm disappointed. I'm really sad. So, in case you weren't aware, I haven't been here for a couple of weeks because of stuff and things. So I don't quite remember what last time the mass count was. I think it might have been 85, maybe.
Who knows? I'm not going back to check.
But you know what? The mass count is currently at 112, fellas.
That is so many numbers.
You know, I made a joke about, like, popping a bottle of champagne because I'm 21 once we hit 100 masks or whatever. I'm not going to do that because I don't want to, but, like, if I wanted to, I could have, because guess what? We're over 100, and I'm really sad about it. Mm-hmm. Pick up your masks! Throw them away!
Now it's not even funny anymore. No. Now I'm just like, how are there so many?
I will not be starting with a mask count next semester. I will be continuing to compound upon this one.
Yeah, and every time...
Live with your shame.
And every time we will be more and more just, like...
More and more distressed.
We'll be more distressed and the segment will be shorter. Because we'll just be like, mass count.
112.
Shame
on you.
And segment shame on you.
I hope you get coal in your stocking if you celebrate Christmas, and other bad things if you celebrate other holidays. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. I would never wish ill upon you. I love you. You're my precious baby.
That was a kiss just for you guys.
Just for you guys.
Just for you guys.
Right on the noggin.
Right on the noggin. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you for sticking through with us through this crazy semester. It's crazy. We've seen car crashes.
Ah.
And
F in the chat for Francis. I hope she has a lovely Christmas in
car heaven. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've seen more COVID. We've seen masks. We've
everywhere.
Seen kitties.
Kitties.
We've talked about
lots of kitties.
Cryptids and monsters and holidays and cultural events.
I would like to take a second to wish Mothman a very, very merry holidays. Thank you. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. I sure hope no one heard that super secret segment of the podcast. Wow.
But yeah, it's been a long semester.
I am so tired. Write your papers.
Write your papers.
I know you haven't. I haven't.
Study for exams. Study I gave you all exams. Of those excellent, extremely good pro gamer exam tips.
Absolutely.
That you should take advantage of because mm-hmm. I'm on my fourth year of this experience, so I've gone around this loop a couple times. So hang in there.
You got this.
I believe in you. You can do your exams. You'll do super good.
Godspeed, soldier.
Thank you for listening this whole way through, and we will see you next semester.
Yeah.
But until then,
stay safe.
Wear a mask.
Take a walk through winter wonderland.
And have a lovely rest of the year.
Be kind to yourself and be kind to other people. Go get your booster shot if you haven't already. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Teehee.